BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro, college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive a 50% off welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your awards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts, was a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. Back on the Boss Man Show, friend of mine, friend of the show, Howard Bison, 17-11 on the year, doing big things. My man Kenny Blakeney with the nice glasses today. I love the glasses, man, and got the fro going too. I love it, brother. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, man. It's great to be on. I need my glasses so I can see. I can't see anything close up, so to see you and to see what's going on during this interview, I definitely got to have my glasses on.
I feel you, but they nice though. You got the nice ones. I love the big frames. See, when I wear my hats, I wear my small frames. When I don't have on my hat, I got big frames popping.
You seem like you're the fashion guy in this conversation. I just got them, man, so I can see.
I feel that, man. Well, I'll tell you what, it's good to see you with the Austin Peay, man. I'll ask about the Austin Peay game, man. What has your team improved on most since I saw you guys live at Austin Peay? You stole that game from those guys at the Dunn Center that day against your Duke brother, Nate James, man.
Yeah, I think, Boss Man, you know, one of the things that we've done is just we've grown up. And there's a number of different things that we're doing in our program that I think has allowed our guys to develop off the court, to come a little closer, but to grow mature off the court as well. You know, we really feel, and I got this advice from the baseball coach of Vandy. He said, in order to have great teams, you got to have great men. And building young men is part of our culture. It's part of, you know, the reason I wanted to have the job at Howard, because the legacy at Howard and what the people before us have done really have laid the path for us to kind of follow. So, you know, doing things in the community like our social initiative, social justice initiatives, being active in other areas outside of the campus, wanting to engage in opportunities for internships and, you know, personal development and personal growth. I think all of those things have really helped us come together, but also help us grow where, you know, we can depend on one another and truly depend on one another during those times when it's, you know, it's time to really count on one another. So I think, Boss Man, I don't know if that answers your question, but that for me, that's been the biggest, I think, area of growth for our team.
No, it does, because I know when I was around the team, I'm not going to get too deep into it on this interview, but I know there was things going on and it was some tension there. And the fact that you all overcame and won that game about three of your top guys at Austin Peay, I think it may have showed them something as well, that, hey, these guys behind me can play too. So I think that was a catalyst actually in my mind, that, hey, growing on off the court, doing what you're doing, I feel like all that is part of this, what you got going on here. And knowing what I know and saw, so now it's like night and day, and I'm happy for you and your team to see what's going on right now, knowing what I saw back then.
No, thank you, and I appreciate it. Sometimes people don't understand what they have until they lose it. And taking away things from people is an important lesson. And I'm just so happy that our guys that that weren't with us at that point in time when you saw us live were able to come back and regain the trust of our team. For them to, I think, jump back in, but to jump back in and do the things that they had to do to connect and regain the trust of our team was really, I think, a kudos to them. And it's a great, I think, growth with who they are because they're beautiful people. They're great young men. So I'm just really pleased and happy with the way that that all came together with our team.
No doubt, because I always make a point to watch you all play. Even if I'm on the road, I make a point to catch you guys, because you're my guy. Gotta make sure I support you. I make sure I've been watching myself. Yeah, these guys starting to get in there, starting to click in their heads. As you and I both know, playing sports, adversity is going to hit. Things are going to happen. But it's how you respond to your adversity, how you come back from it. It's what defines you as a man, as a person. And I think, as we discussed this last two questions here, your guys took that challenge, came better. From some mistakes early. Now look at how your team is now. Look at the best record Howell's had in a long time. You all are in a position to do some big things here. Next three games in the conference and coming in Norfolk in March there.
No, absolutely. It's an exciting time for the program, and it's an exciting time for our players. We had a game last night against Morgan State, and they beat us pretty good, and we needed that. Being on a 9-game winning streak, and I think we had won maybe a 13 out of 11 out of 13 at that point in time. Sometimes you. Young men and even with our team overall can get complacent. And to have a to have a setback to be able to move forward and have a reset, I think for us is really important. We have the day off today, boss man. So it's important for our guys to really focus in on their academics, to get some treatment, to get some rest, to eat well and all those different things that you have to do during this time of year. But this is uncharted territory for us, to be honest with you. Our program hasn't been in this position in a very long time. So it's really important for us together collectively to understand and to pay attention to the details while we're going through this moment right now.
And no doubt, it's been 9-2 conference play. I mean, the league is tough, man. I'm seeing you guys 9-2. You got UMES right there behind you, Norfolk, NCC always there. You guys have been the top four in the league so far this year. But even the bottom teams, SC State, Coppin is playing better. The stands getting together down Delaware there. So it's like, Kevin Broadus, who you played last night, Morgan. So all your teams have gotten better this year. Look at the records in the MEAC. They're overall better overall.
Yeah, I think it's a credit to our coaches in the league, and I think the administrators for getting the right coaches, right? When you look at it top to bottom, I'm not sure if the league has ever been this well coached before in the history of the league, and that's not any disrespect, but as we move forward, we should evolve and have better teams and have better coaches and have better programs. That's just the natural evolution of what we should be pushing for as a league and as universities. It is tough, and night in and night out, it's going to be a dogfight, with each and every one of our competitors, every one of our coaches, and I think teams. When you look at the point guard position, my brother always jokes. He's like, for us, Elijah Hawkins, he never has a night off. From last night with Isaiah Burke to the night before that with Sam Sessions. He has coming up very tough matchup with North Carolina Central's point guard. The young men, the two guys down at South Carolina State, they're very explosive scorers. You've got Joe Bryant coming up. So anywhere you look in the league, you have guys that are, really high level caliber players at multiple positions that can really change and affect games night in and night out.
And one thing you're doing very well, coach, is you're defending the Burr 11-2 at home. And talk about that environment at Burr right now when you guys come in there, man. It's cool that you, I know you probably wish you were a little bit bigger, but the environment you have in the Burr, though, it's one of a kind out there, man. So how's them home games been for you and your guys to stay at home court, man?
No, boss man, they've been amazing. Our fans in the community, they've come out and they've supported. They've had a lot of energy in the building from everywhere between our bands, our cheerleaders, our dance teams, our DJs. It's been inspiring, and I think it's helped us a whole lot to play, you know, in sold out games at the Burr. You know, it's been that way though. Last night we played at Morgan State. It was a sold out game. Magic Johnson was in the game last night, which was neat to see. Dell State, our last home game, excuse me, road game before the Coppin game. It was their homecoming. Great crowd. Dell State sold out. So the MEAC has a very exciting and I think good product. And it's becoming a thing for people to see and want to be seen at. So, you know, our next three games, I'm pretty sure North Carolina Central is going to be rocking on Saturday when we go down there and play them up at 4 o'clock. We then go down to South Carolina State, down to Orangeburg. And that place last year was rocking down there. And then closing out for us at home at the Burr with Norfolk State, which there's so many Norfolk State alums and grads and people that have some type of ties to Norfolk State in the DC area. It's going to be electric. So it's been a good, year.
No doubt, man. I'm seeing with even Nick Askew's got swim meets a old and popping as well. I got to come to swim meets real soon.
Absolutely. The swim meets are like a party, man. He's got DJs. He's got VIP booths and everything. Nick has done an amazing job, and, what a credit to him and what he's done, not only as our swim coach, but also as our head tennis coach.
Yes, being a dual coach sports star, but that's, hey, man, he's unique in that regard that he can do swimming and tennis at the same time, man. I tell him all the time, I said, Nick, this was one of my failures as an athlete. I cannot swim at all. It's one of my failures. I have no idea how to swim. I love the beach. Can't swim a lick, though. So I'm screwed. I said, Nick, I'm screwed, man. I got to have my life jacket on every day. I'm screwed.
Hey, boss, man, it's never too late, man. It's never too late.
I got to get to beginner class with the kickboards again. I never got past the kickboard stage, coach.
It's all good, man. You just take it one step at a time.
No doubt, man. And I said, what I love about your team, man, I looked at the stats, man. At three ball, you got so many guys shooting over 30% from three, man. And how important is it to spread the court out, dribble drive, get them gaps and slots, and have open shooters, get them open shots to make them threes? Because as you and I both know, the three-pointer makes games closer or can make it, get them out of control really fast. Your guys can make them. And if you get on a good run, hey, I got a team out fast, take away that will to win real quick.
Yeah, the three-point shot has become such a big – part of our game is, you know, today's game, to have that part be, when you look at the NBA, you look at international, you look at the college game with having the 3-point shot, but also having positionless basketball players, right? So now you have more young men or women that are playing that are capable 3-point shooters. So you can spread the floor a little bit more. And it's opened up opportunities to be able to play one-on-one or to be able to get into gaps or get downhill a little bit and see if one player can draw two, and then we can make a play from there. So, you know, we have shot the ball a lot better in conference play. We didn't shoot it great early on in non-conference play, but it was also trying to find a little bit of that rhythm and continuity that we didn't have at that point in time that we have now. And Elijah Hawkins has done an amazing job. You know, he's a guy that probably is averaging close near 6 assists a game. I know in league play, he's probably averaging more than that, but he's done a terrific job of really finding guys, and allowing guys to play to their strengths and not to their weakness.
I hear that. And you know what? This time of year is very important. You have a real bench. Like, you know, having playable guys when it counts. Because, you know, watch the NBA and playoffs, you try to shorten your rotations. But you have, I think, 8, 9, 10 guys you can go to and trust to actually play in these big games. Because you're not both no planning in a tournament 3 games in 3 days. You don't have guys playing 40 minutes a night, being dead on night 2 or 3 when it really counts in championship games. Having guys that's playable off the bench you can trust, very important. I think you have that with your roster right now.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And the way we want to play is we want to attack and we want to pressure. You know, and being able to play 10 guys where they can commit themselves fully for defending 94 feet, picking up, being able to play fast on the offensive end, basically to maximize their energy and effort is what we really need from our guys. So in order to do that, I think playing 10, sometimes playing 11 is needed to really, I think, try to attack. You know, I'm a big boxing fan, right? And when I love boxers that fight and they come forward, right? There's been some great ones that haven't done it. Mayweather is one of those guys that has been able to be a counterpuncher a little bit. But the way I grew up playing basketball, the way I like it, and like watching basketball, the way I think is a fun style to play is really going after people and attacking them. So for us, we really need those 10 guys in order to do that for 40 minutes.
No doubt. And I want to ask you about your social justice project. I saw you on CNN. So I went Blitzer out there with you guys, man. I saw you down at the White House, man. You're everywhere, brother. Talk about, this is very important, because with the Roe v. Wade decision, and you know, being in the South where I am, Black maternal health is core. Centers are not good. So, you know, so what, how did you all land on this initiative, first of all, and what really triggered that for you guys to want to do this and bring awareness to what's been going on for many years here in the South? And I know up North as well, but I know down here it's really bad with a lot of the hospitals and healthcare down here, this way, the way it's lacking, due to not spending Medicaid and things of that nature down here in the South as well.
No, thank you for asking that question. And that's I got chill bumps when hearing you talk about that a little bit. And a big part of the push for our social justice initiative, which we've done a social justice initiative every year since I've been the head coach at Howard. For this year, it was the midterm elections and Roe v. Wade that kind of inspired that a little bit. And understanding that Black women have 3 times as many challenges as every other race of women in the world here in the United States. We spend more money on healthcare than any other country in the country, and Black women should not have the challenges or the outcomes that we're having with trying to give birth to children. You know, there are steps that can be taken, boss man, with, before being pregnant, during pregnancy, and while the baby's being born and after pregnancy, that can alleviate a big percentage of women having these difficulties and challenges while giving childbirth or after. And there needs to be a checks and balances that is a national kind of list that we can follow. We're working here with Mama Toto's Village in Washington, D.C., and their track record is unbelievable because they take those steps of having their clients go through the checks and balances here in Washington, D.C., where the rate is actually higher than the national rate. It's 4 times as high in Washington, D.C., than it is in the national rate of 3. So there's things that can be done. I wish we had more checks and balances to it, but I think we're lucky and blessed that we were able to, I think, bring awareness to this cause that is a underheard cause, but also lend our voice and be a beacon for Black maternal health. Tonight at Blackburn, which is our student union, we're having an on-campus event where we're going to invite 150 people. We have some people from Capitol Hill coming in. Mama Toto's Village is going to be here. People from the Howard Hospital, local politicians, and our campus community just to continue to bring awareness to this very important cause of Black maternal health. So it's something that we're trying to continue to amplify and lend our voice to. It's a really important cause. And like I said, it's something that can be alleviated if we just had our checks and balances in order throughout the country. Because, boss man, it's about 6% of the hospitals in the country that are continuing to be the cause for our Black women not having the success rate of other races in the country.
No doubt. And, you know, I guess arguably with some people who are my friends about Planned Parenthood, I said Planned Parenthood does not do abortions. It's for women's health. They do give you your birth control. It give you your screenings for your pap smear, for your OB stuff. They do that for women. That's more just, but I think people get twisted by the mainstream and the talking points. Don't really know what it really is. I know where I grew up in Atlanta. I showed you when I had your car with me. I grew up in Atlanta. All we had was Planned Parenthood for people to go to Grady Hospital, then have their baby. That was their OBGYN appointments during their pregnancy, was Planned Parenthood.
Sure. And I think, boss man, a big part of it is not just having the information. You know, when we started out on this journey, it scared me. One, because as a Black man, and I'm not ashamed to say it, I wasn't aware of the staggering numbers that, you know, Black women are experiencing in our country with Black maternal health and Black morbidity. That was something that was totally new to me. And I think that I'm pretty worldly, and I think I'm kind of versed with a lot of the things that's going on in the country, but it's just a message that hasn't been amplified. And so for us to be able to have a voice in this conversation, for us to be able to bring awareness to this conversation, especially as Black men, young Black men, that can use our platform to increase awareness, it's really important. So when we talk about like Mama Toto's Village or these other organizations that are here to really help women with pregnancies, have successful pregnancies, it's really important that, you know, the information that we need to get and receive as a community and as a people is out there so we can understand the challenges. But also, if we do these things and have the information, the benefits that can come with it as well.
And I'm glad you're doing it, Kenny, because, you know, I know five women personally in my life who did not die, but they had complications with childbirth. And so I know it firsthand, and glad you got to amplify it, because it needs to be put out there, because it's sad that, you know, trying to bring a life into this world can end your life. That's the sad part about it. We're in the Black community right now.
No, absolutely. And I just think those checks and balances, if they're there, boss man, it will really increase the percentages of successful childbirths, but also increase the chances of Black women living through those childbirths and after childbirths.
No doubt. And I love that on social media, the captain of the day. Tell me about that. Where did that idea come from? I think it's cool to have captains of the day and hire people from Howard who are very, very prominent people who can say, hey, this is show who your alumni are and show people this is what we produce here at the Mecca.
Yeah, I think a couple of things. We have a lot of initiatives that go on with our program, and Captain of the Day is one of them. And I really appreciate you bringing that up, because it allows us to highlight, you know, what we're doing in our program to engage our student athletes on the road and also on home. So we work with the Howard University Alumni Association to identify alums in cities that we're playing in on the road, to engage them with our program, one, but also to engage them with our players. It's an outreach program for us that's really important, because ultimately, what I would love to do is we want our players to be able to have resources when they leave. While they're here, they can have mentors. And then when they leave, they can have resources to be able to help them position themselves for opportunities for jobs for the next 40 and 50 years. So with that It's really important to have the alumni of the day or the captain of the day program with us. But the other thing we do, Boss Man, is that we only support Black businesses when we're on the road and at home, if we can. And we probably do it 90% of the times. So we only frequent Black-owned restaurants when we're on the road. Our pregame meals here at in DC are provided by Black-owned restaurants. So we're just trying to, I think, form a culture and stay with the mission of our university and our community, that Black people are in the community and we are doing positive things. We are entrepreneurs. We are mayors. We are business owners. We are lawyers. We are doctors. And here's the proof to prove it. So we have the receipts through our Alumni of the Day program, but also through supporting Black businesses.
No doubt. I think it's so awesome you're doing that, because I do the same. I try to support Black business myself. Thankfully, I'm in Atlanta where I can do. You in D.C. where you can do it. It's always good to show your young men that, hey, we are our mission here. And you're talking, you're walking the talk about doing that for the community of D.C. And last one I got for you, Coach, is this, man. The D.C. community, man, how they've embraced you, you being from there, your team. Talk about how it's pride is to be in your home city, leading this historic program, is having people galvanized all around the city, around you guys, what you are building over there at Howard over there, man, doing great things over there, man.
No, it's been neat. It's been neat. And part of that, Boss Man, is that we wanted to have young men from the DMV. When I got here, I want to say there was either one or two people on the roster from DC. And just my thinking with that is that, you know, over the last 20 years or so in basketball, and we're talking about NBA, NCAA, and high school, you know, at one point, the DMV, and I'm not sure if this is still true, had more NBA players in the NBA than any other area in the country. We had more Division I players than any other area than other cities in the country. And our high school programs are incredibly, you know, rich with great coaching, great talent. And then when you look at the grassroots program, you look at the trainers, you know, same there. So understanding that, you know your DNA, you know where these young men are from, you know where they were coached. And so there's a relationship there. There's a track record. You can go back and check, you know, their DNA a little bit and understand who these young men are before you have them. You understand that they were winners. You understand that they played against, you know, 10 top 25 teams, you know, during the year, and how that reflected to them when those hot lights were on them. So that was the first part of it, was to try to get young men from the DMV that could, I think, connect with our community outside of the campus community, with the DMV basketball community.
No doubt. Well, man, Kenny, I'm happy for you, brother. You know that, man. I'm glad you can be handling business while I'm in D.C. You'll be in Norfolk, but we come to D.C. on the 6th. We come down the 6th. So I'll be there. You'll see they having a good time while you're up there winning that NBA championship, my brother.
Thank you, man. Take it easy on my Washington Wizards, man.
Hey, we battle for the play. That's gonna be a play-in battle right there. The two games at the Capital One Center will be the play-in battle, Coach, still here right now.
Then if that's the case, then Boss Man, I hope you guys win so we can get a better lottery pick.
Yes, you do. Hey, Tommy's not drafting very well. The draft picks. Rui's gone, Kispert. I don't know what we're doing. Daniel Gaffer, I don't know. You know.
Hey, it's a process, you know, and it's like I tell all of our guys and our fans, it was like, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. So let's just keep building.
Well, I know this. Porzingis going to opt out and get more money. Kuzma's going to get at least $20 million a year. So you're going to have a core of Beal, Kuzma, and Porzingis, and we don't know what else is on the roster.
I trust that our brass and our front office people and our ownership will make the right decision.
Hire me as the cap guy. I know the cap very well. Hire me as the cap guy. I got you all.
just made your pitch at those guys on your social media with this. I'll stamp it.
because I know.
We've had a lot of conversations about it, and I appreciate you always explaining it to me, because it's a complicated thing that not too many people understand, and you do a great job at it.
No doubt, man. It's always my good brother, man. I'll see you soon, my guy. Thank you for coming in on your off day, man. Doing this after a tough night last night, so I appreciate you. Always my brother. We'll do this again real soon. Hopefully, I'll talk to you the week of March, man, after you win that title in Norfolk up there, man.
Thank you, boss, man. But we're just trying to take it one game at a time, man. We got NC Central on our radar coming up, and they're a well-coached team, and they're playing really well right now. They've won 5 in a row, so it's going to be a difficult and challenging game.
No doubt. 1-0 this week, Saturday. 1-0, baby. I'm with you. 1-0. I'm with you, brother.
From your mouth to God's ears.
Yes, indeed. All right, bro. I'll see you soon, man.
Thank you.
BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro, college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable, BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive a 50% off welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, to receive your awards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts, was a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.